show today, we have Anil Anna from Barfoot & Thompson, General Manager of Property Management. Let's find out what he's got in store for 2026. Welcome to Property Matters. Welcome along. It's 2026, catching up with you again, back for season 8. I can't believe this little idea we had all those years ago has now reached season 8. Thank you so much to all of you listening live every Monday here on Planet FM. And for those of you downloading our podcasts from all your favourite podcast sites, it's great to have you on board. Hope you all had a fantastic Christmas. It seems crazy to think it's already in February. And I'm really excited to kick off season 8 with this fabulous guest. A big welcome back to Property Matters, Anil.
Thank you, Stephen.
It's great to have you here. And look, I first interviewed you many years ago, back in our old studio, and you were the head of IT for Barfoot & Thompson. And at that time, we were chatting about your journey as a private landlord and a private investor. Now, a few years on, you're the general manager of property management for the largest private rental company in New Zealand, Barfoot & Thompson. Congratulations. What a promotion.
Thank you.
So, look, take us back, though, for our listeners who didn't listen in all those years ago. Tell us your career journey. What led up to this role?
Yeah, first of all, I think, thank you for the opportunity to invite me back into the studio, and thanks to all your audience for tuning in. As a migrant into the country 20 years ago, I started, I had humble beginnings in New Zealand, and somehow I landed up at Barfoot & Thompson for the last 18 years. And I started on the IT service desk to start. When I came into New Zealand, it was always difficult to get into the role that you were previously doing back overseas. So, I got the opportunity at Barfoot & Thompson to start on a service desk, and then I worked through the ranks, getting into infrastructure, project management, all these roles, and then people management, all of those skills. So, I'm actually a great example of how someone can grow with Barfoot & Thompson family. It's amazing. It's an amazing group of people that I'm surrounded by at Barfoot & Thompson, that actually placed me where I am today. And I also had a lot of support from people around at work. And it also actually gave me the opportunity to get myself exposed to the entire business of Barfoot & Thompson.
Yeah. You mentioned the service desk. That's kind of, that gives you that grounding, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Everyone needs that moment where they're in a customer service facing role, whether it's face-to-face or behind the phones.
Yeah.
It's such a grounding.
It is, eh? It is. That's actually a launching pad for me, if I think about it.
Yeah. So, as general manager, what has been your biggest learning or surprise over your first year? I'm sure there's been more than one.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I've got so many things that I've learned, and it's actually quite a steep learning curve for me, shifting the gear from technology to, a business-facing role. But one of the biggest things that I learned is I actually gained a very deeper understanding of the team that actually work in property management. And I always used to think that property managers are revolving around property.
Mm.
But the breakthrough for me was, when I got into this role, I realized that, at the core of property management is people and relationships.
Yep.
So it was a breakthrough for me, learning that, the property managers are actually relationship managers. And that was a massive shift for me. That was a big learning for me, as a general manager for property management, coming from a technology background. Yeah, so that was a really good one. And if I think about this role, communication is at the core of everything these people do, so whether that be communicating with their landlords, tenants, tradespeople, that is at the core. And whether they're doing inspections, maintenance, leetings, viewings, whatever it is, so that is the core. And, they are successful, if they are good relationship managers, and it just happens to be that they're dealing in property.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, as I said at the start, you came from an investing background yourself. Can you share with us, whatever you're comfortable, what your own investment journey has been like?
Yeah, you know, you're actually making me think about where I started in my career. It wasn't always easy getting into property investment, especially, you know, when you're a new migrant into the country, you know, you're a single income earner and you're supporting your wife and two children. It wasn't an easy thing to do. But, you know, thanks to my mentor, coach, or my manager, whoever you want to call Simon, who actually helped me get on this investment journey. So in my mid-30s, you know, I had set a goal for myself working with Simon, that, you know, I wanted to retire when I turned 45. And you might be wondering, you know, what are you doing here now at Bamford and Thompson? Well, you know, my definition of retirement is becoming financially free when I turn 45 and choosing to work, not being forced to work because of your mortgage commitments or, you know, your other financial commitments. So I'm actually proud to say that, you know, I've actually achieved that when I turned 43.
Wow.
And then I was thinking about, what is the new goal that I set for myself? And then I started, you know, helping people build wealth using property as the platform. So over the last 5 years, I've helped over 40 people get into property and build wealth through property. So, and at least half of those are my work colleagues or my ex-work colleagues. And, you know, it actually gave me immense satisfaction in helping them, you know, get on their wealth ladder, if you want to call it. Yeah.
I'm diversing a little bit here, but what is some of your top tips then for people wanting to get on that property ladder for the first time? If you're giving that advice to someone in your team.
Yeah, so the most important thing that I would tell them is, you know, they need to believe that, you know, that's an investment vehicle that'll create wealth for them. And they also need to understand what is their why. You know, why do they want to invest? And what is in it for them? And, you know, why do they see investing is the way for them to go? If they understand the why, then I think, you know, they're really, you know, they're only looking for help around, you know, okay, you know, how do I get there? So there are so many people and so many ways you can get there. Like, you know, this radio show is an example. You know, if I'm interested in property, you know, tuning into the show, learning from others' experiences is a great way to start. But understand your why.
Nice. How do you think all of this, your own investment journey and helping others, sort of helped shape you as a leader for this new role?
Wow, yeah. So when I started on the property journey, I took the risk and I tried to manage it myself, just like any other new investor might do. And I experienced hands-on what a real property manager goes through every day. And man, that is stressful. It's hard work. And but, you know, what I've learned pretty quickly, you know, with my investments is, you know, my role should be to find ways to invest in property and build wealth and leave things to the experts.
Yep.
But before I did that, because, you know, I had this experience of managing it myself, I know the difficulties of managing it myself. But what I also did, you know, as part of purchasing any of the properties is, you know, I always have a renovation budget. As soon as I acquire a property, renovate it, and then put it on the market for rent. But I also did a lot of that work initially myself, renovating the properties. So, you know, before you know, doing all of this, I struggled even to hold a screwdriver properly. So here I am, you know, breaking walls.
How many YouTube
tables.
Videos did you watch?
Crazy number. And, you know, I have done lots of mistakes. I've learned.
Are you renovating to get a better price on the market, or are you renovating so that it's kind of future maintenance free for a while?
For me, you know, the thing that I learned is, you know, as an investor, you're in the business of providing accommodation. And you know, if you think yourself like a tenant, you know, how can I make my customer happy? So I want to provide a beautiful and nice place for someone to call it their home and live there for longer. So if I took that approach, the best way to do that is, you know, make it look presentable, inhabitable, and comfortable. That's all I did. Just renovate it. Then, you know, it is maintenance-free at least for the next few years. Yeah. And you have good tenants, you know, happy tenants. Yeah, happy customers are always, the best thing that will happen you know, in a business.
And you still see property as the best form of investment? Or are you diversing into other fields as well?
Well, I think...
Shall I check the Sherry's app on your phone?
before we talk about it, you know, is this still a good investment, or is this a right way to do your investments? Probably, you know, I should mention a couple of things. One is, you know, focus on where you have control and where you can influence. So I feel that, you know, property is where, you know, you can create a focus of, you know, you can have control on, you know, what you purchase, how you maintain it, you know, how you choose your tenants, and you can influence as well. So when you have, you feel that, you know, your risk is limited compared to the shares that you just mentioned, or, you know, any of the shares that you put on, you've got no idea what is going to happen there, but you're just putting your money and you're hoping that, you know, it's going to return. But, you know, you're investing in the right location when it comes to property, and you know there are a lot of things that are in your control, a lot of things that you can influence. But people also talk about, you know, how, you know, the economy is bad or economy is good, or, you know, how the government has so much control on what is happening. But again, you know, focus on what you can control and do what you can do. And that's where I actually find property investment as a less risky and more rewarding as an investor. So to answer your question, yes, you know, I would invest. And the reason I would invest is, you know, because of my why, you know, becoming financially free and, you know, being able to create the same lifestyle for myself and my family. But I think, you know, people need to remember that, you know, if your why is not strong, or if your why is blurred, then, you know, you don't want to go and invest in something without understanding it. Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, the start of the journey of getting all these investment properties and doing the knocking down the walls and then setting them up. And you said you learned how hard it was to manage those properties. So, biggest question, is Barfoot and Thompson now managing your investment properties?
Absolutely.
So what's, you know, for the DIY investor, what is the things that you've noticed? And, you know, where our show goes national, so not just Barfoot and Thompson, but, you know, a reputable company managing your investment, what are the things that you've seen is the switch for you?
I really encourage every person to get a hands-on experience of, you know, what the property management looks like. Especially if you think about the amount of legislation and the compliance that has been put on you as a landlord, you know, you wanna think about this. The things that I used to worry about is, you know, hey, you know, is my tenant paying on time? And is my property being looked after properly? And, you know, and I always used to feel uncomfortable walking into their home and inspecting the property. Yeah. So I used to brush off, okay, you know, that is okay. But then, you know, sometimes the tenant reports a problem, and that's probably because, you know, I didn't inspect the property properly. But, you know, I'm only scratching the surface here. The day I pass all of this on to my property manager, And my property manager inspecting the property on a regular basis, following over the tenants, you know, if they're in arrears, making sure that, you know, they're doing all the right things, is amazing. That's a piece, you know, I get to sleep every night, you know, not worrying about, you know, what is actually happening with my property.
Yeah.
You know, if, when I had my first property, you know, I was doing everything myself frantically. But once I got into second, third, fourth, fifth, and the tenth, and I was like, no.
I think it's the most common thing we've had over the 8 seasons of this show is the importance of using the experts, whether that's a property manager or if you are about to buy, making sure you're getting, you know, a good building report, a good lawyer looking over things, making sure you've got your good insurances around it. It's just so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you're an investor, yeah, this is a tip, you know. If you're an investor, you want to have a right team surrounded, you know, like, you know, having a really good salesperson who can give you an advice on, you know, what properties to look for. You want to have a property manager who can talk about what the rental market is doing in the space. And you want to have a lawyer, an accountant,
a mortgage broker,
and a builder.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they're all the people that you'll need, you know, on your investment journey at different times. So you want to be surrounded by these people, you know, if you are wanting to get into investment.
Brilliant. All right, we'll change tack a little bit now. I'm thinking about the people that you're leading. So how has your team stayed up to date with so many recent changes, especially just literally before Christmas, there were changes to pet bonds and pet laws. How do you keep your team up to date?
Yeah, this is great. This is a great question, actually. You know, I think, you know, our team are privileged to have the scale that Barford and Thompson has. You know, Barford and Thompson has a very strong support network of a support centre function where we offer an in-house legal and compliance team who are experts at understanding what is actually happening with the legislation, what is happening with the compliance. And then, you know, they are tightly integrated with our training team, who are out there upskilling our people on, you know, whatever is happening in the property management space. So, you know, we have quite a few platforms of, you know, sharing this knowledge with our property management staff so they are up to speed with whatever is happening. So we're not waiting for the legislation to kick in, or we're not waiting for the compliance to kick in. So as soon as, you know, we know what is actually happening in this space, you know, we're already working with our people, upskilling them, because, you know, we want them to be more knowledgeable than anyone else out in the market, you know, because when you're talking to your landlord, as I said, you know, your job is relationship management. So when you're talking to your customers, you know, you want to give them the information that they are looking for. And, you know, this network of support, you know, wrapped around our people is very powerful, you know, way to upskill them. So we run so many sessions like webinars, you know, classroom training, knowledge shares, newsletters. We take every opportunity to upskill our people and keep them up to date on what is happening.
And I guess being the size of the company you are probably hearing and getting that information in good time too. I'm guessing the powers that be when it comes to legislation are involving the bigger companies in some of this decision making, or I would hope they are.
Well, you know, we can say this, you know, positively or negatively, but I'd like to keep it positive here. Yes, you know, we do contribute. We do provide insights and feedback and, you know, our views and representing the views of our landlords and tenants in all the forums possible. So this is something, you know, as an industry leader, we think, you know, that we have a responsibility to do and represent the whole industry, not just Barford and Thompson. So, yes, you know, we have those opportunities, you know, and, you know, or, you know, we try and create those opportunities to engage with those decision makers to, you know, support our people.
Nice segue into my next question, which, you know, I said at the beginning of the show, Barford and Thompson's the largest private rental company in New Zealand. So as a market leader, how do you help influence and shape the industry as a whole? Or I'm curious, I guess, what role do you see you have in setting the industry standard a little bit? I've talked on the show before with people about it is an industry that everyone, regardless what company you work for, does want to obtain a good standard.
Yeah, so probably I need to share a couple of things. You know, industry leadership, it comes with huge responsibility. And Barford and Thompson is the largest private residential property management company in New Zealand. And we've also recently made a history by having a triple win, and you know, we are awarded as the best international rental agency in the world.
Wow.
We were awarded the best international real estate agency over 20 offices. We were awarded best international agency for marketing. So, you know, thanks to, you know, thanks to our people, you know, it's a high performing team, and you know, they do a fantastic job, and you know, the industry actually benchmarks Barford and Thompson. So when they are thinking about, you know, how to do things, you know, they're thinking, okay, does Barford and Thompson do it like this? So, so that's a great position for us to be in, and you know, it just doesn't come because, you know, we have the highest number of sales or highest market share, or because we have the highest number of properties to manage. You know, the industry leadership comes because, you know, we have a best practice in, you know, managing properties. You know, we follow the best practice in how we serve people. So that's how, you know, the industry sees us as a market leader.
Why do you think so many people trust Barfoot and Thompson with their investment property or their property to sell? What's made you the market leaders over time?
Wow, so I think, you know, I'd like to touch on, you know, our company values. You know, our core values are, you know, our people, and our family, our community and diversity. So, you know, we are a trusted brand because, you know, we are with the people, and, you know, we understand what they want to get out of us, and we always want to exceed their expectations. Like, you know, going back to property management, like, this is not a regulated industry right now, but Barford and Thompson maintains a very high standard when it comes to how we handle your funds as a landlord. Like, you know, we collect the rent on your behalf, but we put your money into a trust account. So your money is safe. Doesn't matter what happens to Barford and Thompson. You know, the money belongs to you. And, you know, when we do our inspection reports, or when we take care of any maintenance, you know, we take thorough, you know, we do a thorough inspection, you know, and we have people at various levels, you know, that actually have an oversight on, you know, how to do a good job of inspecting a property, or is a maintenance being done really well. And, you know, because of our scale, you know, we also get the best price for our landlords. So, yeah, you know, that's why, you know, we bring the scale, you know, and, you know, we, even though we are the largest, you know, we still are local, you know, we are spread across, you know, all the suburbs of Auckland, Northland, Bay of Plenty. Like, you know, we're almost in every suburb, you know, we're still local. And we have a one-on-one connection with our landlords or with our vendors, purchasers.
Yeah, brilliant. So what's your leadership goals for 2026?
Wow, so we've invested in technology, and my goal is to put the time back into the hands of our people, so that, you know, the people can go and do things that are of value for them, and, you know, they can enjoy, you know, the time that they have on their hand, both for work-related things and, you know, also work stuff. So yeah, that is actually my goal for this year. Like, you know, we've already invested into a lot of technology. You know, we're using some AI tools into our environments, and you know, we've already started seeing, you know, the green shoots. You know, where people are seeing, you know, the time being put back into their hands. So yeah.
Brilliant. So who's inspired you along your leadership journey?
Well, you know, so I had quite a lot of people that I had to name in my career. So, you know, in fact, you know, I actually feel lucky to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I'm also actually, I'm just going back to my young days of studying. And, you know, I'm also thankful for those people that have actually rejected me because of my socioeconomic status or for whatever other reasons. I'm thankful for them as well, because all of those things actually made me the man I am today. And I have been an integral part of Barford and Thompson, and this is where I actually think, you know, I grew as a leader. And, you know, I have to thank a few people here. Peter Thompson, you know, I actually am fortunate to be working so closely with him, not just because of my role in currently, but also previously. You know, I had the luxury of observing him, you know, how he conducts himself as a leader, you know, how he shows empathy, and, you know, how he shows servant leadership. And, you know, probably, you know, a true leader, from those perspective. I also have, you know, my manager, my mentor and coach, Simon Casey. He's the one actually, you know, that built me professionally, but also personally, you know, having this concept of, you know, financial freedom and, you know, retiring early, you know, choosing to work. And, you know, I should also thank Stephen Barfer, because if he hadn't given me the opportunity to lead the people, because he was my manager initially in my career, and he gave me the opportunity to run the team, and, you know, he gave me the autonomy to run with it. So, yeah. And I've also come across in a lot of other, over my career, you know, I've heard from Robin Banks, you know, Mind Power coach, Simon Sinek, you know, leadership coach, and even Robert Kiyosaki, you know, wealth coach.
Yeah.
So all of these people and their books, you know, they've inspired me to do what I'm doing, and yeah.
So how do you measure success? If I called you back in another 3 years for your next interview and said, okay, look back on 3 years as general manager, what would be the success measures?
Yes. So for me, you know, success is not just about numbers and spreadsheets. For me, it's about surrounded by happy people. And for me, happy people are those, you know, that feel heard, that feel supported. So my goal is to, you know, measure myself against that to see, you know, if I'm successful or not. So, yeah, if I see that, then, you know, I guess I'm successful.
Nice. So thinking about property management now as a career, you know, what advice do you have for people thinking out and sort of starting out in the space? Or why do you think this should be a good career choice for people?
Yeah, so property management, you know, this is a great opportunity for people to make a career, but also for businesses, you know, to flourish in the space. You know, there are dedicated programs at the universities and at the colleges that offer, you know, special property management related programs. And we've been visiting those universities and colleges as well, you know. I'm not trying to say that, you know, this is going to be an easy job. You know, you just come in and, you know, you'll have fun here. But, you know, all I can tell you is that, you know, it is going to be rewarding, and every day is going to be exciting, and it's going to be different. And, you know, one day you'll be a legal expert. One day you'll be a builder. One day you'll be an administrator. You'll be wearing different hats. And, you know, this is also a great launching pad if you think about, you know, having a career in property, but, you know, you can diversify into, you know, different areas, you know, whether that be body corporate, whether that be sales, commercial, industrial, you know, you can try all of those options as well. But even on property management, like, you know, I've seen many people at Barfoot and Thompson, you know, who started as an assistant to a property manager or as a administrator or as a receptionist.
Mm.
And then they developed into a property manager, senior property manager, and then head of property management, heading, you know, a group of property managers. And I know some who are branch managers, and I know some who are, you know, getting into different roles, you know, like, you know, there are trainers, you know, there are operations managers.
Ooh.
So different roles, you know, different options. So yeah, it's and, you know, it's not rocket science, and, you know, it's about people. You know, if you're good with people, and if you have a desire to be around people and surrounded by people, yeah, I'd love them to come and join us.
I mean, you mentioned at the beginning it was one of your biggest learnings is that property management is all about people and the relationships. But I guess from a staff point of view too, that can also be some of the stressful things, because you're dealing with people at the best and worst of their times. You're putting them into homes, they're happy, but sometimes you might be evicting, or the house is going on the market, or they didn't get the house they applied for. Is that the side that you think, you know, you've got to be able to be good at relationships and good at conversations and good at communicating?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, communication, you know, is the core, you know, for a property manager. You know, you should show empathy to the people that you come in contact with. You know, last year at our Property Managers Day, you know, we actually surveyed all our tenants, and I was expecting that, you know, we might get about 100 responses, and we got over 1,700 responses. And each of those responses is not just simply nominating, you know, Joe Bloggs.
Mm.
They actually wrote a story of why they nominated this person. So it's important that, you know, you show empathy to people and, you know, what they are going through and help them. And there's so many stories where our property managers are helping place people into the right properties, and they're so thankful for you know, doing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So with a company your size, how do you look after your staff?
Well, you know, so we have a really a good hierarchy of supporting our people. You know, we have heads of property management that look after the property managers. We have branch managers that support our people. And then, you know, we have a support center where we come in and, you know, understand what people are going through and, you know, how we can make it work for them. And the best way to do is by listening to them and be present. And that's one of the things that I know I've been doing since I got into this role is, you know, I always go and sit into, you know, in one of our branches and talk to people and ask them, you know, what can I do for them?
Mm.
So it's just about listening to them, you know, with an intent to understand. Not just, you know, you just don't want to turn up there and just finish the meeting and move on. You want to understand what they're trying to tell you, and then work out, you know, how you can make the difference.
And you wrap them around with lots of training and development?
Absolutely, yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we have a very strong support network, you know, when it comes to training of people. And, you know, I need to mention a couple of things here. We are actually, you know, we are the only property management company in New Zealand that offer on-the-job training for our people, where they go through a six-month journey of learning about property management and learning it the best way and putting it into action. And we're also probably the only company in New Zealand where we recruit young cadets right out of the university, or someone who has got no idea what a property is, but, you know, they have a very strong desire to, you know, interact with people and serve people and support people. We bring them in. We train them on property management. We give them, you know, real properties for them to manage with a lot of guidance from an expert property manager. And then we actually put them into our branches. So this is such a great way of, you know, building the best practice of, you know, how we should conduct property management and then, you know, of, you know, putting it into our branches.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what advice do you have for those listening who aspire to lead a big company like you are in the future? You know, what can people be doing if they go, I want to be that person? What should they be doing now with that goal?
Well, I'd probably say, you know, you have to dream big. What I mean by that is, you know, it has to feel like, you know, wow, you know, is he greedy or, you know, or is he, what is he thinking? So you need to dream big. Like, you know, if I go back to my time, you know, I came from a low socioeconomic background, you know, and I'm used to sleeping on the floor, and, you know, counting on, you know, where the next meal is going to come from. And here I am, you know, many years later. But, you know, if I wasn't thinking about, if I wasn't dreaming that, you know, hey, this is how I want to be, probably, you know, I wouldn't have been where I am today. And also, don't look for instant gratification, you know. You know, you did something and, you know, you want a result right away? No, you know, that's not going to work. So this is what I teach my kids as well, you know, they need to understand life, they need to understand money, but don't look for instant gratification. Yes, you know, you will get the result. You know, your job is to sow the seed and nurture it, and it'll grow. And, you know, what is the business you're in? Understand the business. You know, understand it to serve. You know, not to make a gain out of it, you know, but understand how, you know, this business is running and what is your role in making this business successful. And also, you know, as I said in the past, you know, on property investment, you know, understanding the why. It's important that, you know, you have that understanding even for your career. You need to understand the why. Like, you know, why do you want to be successful? Why do you want to dream big? Why do you want to be that person? So understand those things and, you know, look for opportunities.
Nice. Couple of minutes left, less than that. Quick fire round. A couple of top tips for investors.
Well, you know, understand that you are in the business of providing accommodation and always do research and engage real estate professionals early and have a good team around you, that, as I said earlier, and attend as many open homes as possible because that's where you learn a lot. And do your numbers. This is very important. As an investor, do your numbers and stick with your numbers, because sometimes you get into the auction room and you know that, you know, you put a number in, but then, you know, because you got emotional, you went up and then you regret it. And this is your risk appetite. And always remember that location matters.
Yeah.
Location matters. And probably the final one is, you know, always work out your exit strategy in a worst-case scenario. If you're in a worst case, how are you going to exit?
Get out.
Yeah.
I was going to say in your spare time, but it's kind of, you're a dad, so it's not really spare time. You have two fabulous children. Are you inspiring them into the property journey?
Well, you know, yes. Yes and no. You know, but, you know, I've been teaching them two things. You know, one is to understand life, and the other one is to understand money. Understand how money works. Understand the life, you know, how to behave, you know, how to interact and all of that. Yeah.
And you mentioned at the beginning, you know, your own migrant journey. If a migrant's listening to this going, I'm new to New Zealand, this is the start, what's your piece of advice for them?
Always, you know, always talk to the right people. Like, you know, if you're interested in buying property, talk to real estate professionals. They are the best people, you know. And, you know, the bonus is all of that comes for free for you. You know, you don't need to pay a cent. You just call a salesperson and you just tell them that, oh, I'm looking at buying a property. They will help you. You know, they have all the knowledge. And also talk to, you know, the other people, like the accountants, you know, the property managers. Yeah. And all of that comes for free, you know.
Back to those, back to those professionals. Anil, thank you so much for coming back on Property Matters after all these years. Congratulations on a great first year as General Manager of Property Management. We'll look forward to catching up again soon and seeing where did those goals go.
Absolutely.
And what new ones that you've got for the future.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Anil. And if you want to find out anything more, head to barfoot.co.nz. If you're travelling home, travel safe. Have a great long weekend. We are back next Monday. Check out all our podcasts from all your favourite podcast sites. Have a fabulous week. Catch you next week.